Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're going to be reading from the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And if you listen closely to this chapter, you will know how it is that you will be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and other spiritual gifts. I went over this morning. This chapter is the one that caused me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, that is a big promise that the Lord gave to the people, His children, was that He would give them the Spirit. And some people don't realize how, they think, well, there's got to be something in this life. But the Spirit is the most important thing in the world. He's going to give you God in your life, in this world, which gives you not only power, but gives you the power to reach out to others. The Lord doesn't want to cater to you unless you're going to use the Spirit that He gives you to reach out to others. And if you have no spirit or desire to reach out to others, then don't call yourself a Christian. Let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless this chapter. Father, thank and praise Your holy name for the Holy Spirit. This is the most marvelous thing. The promise of the Father is that we would have the Spirit of God living in us. The Spirit of God in Christ. The Holy Spirit living within our very mortal bodies, in our spirit. And Lord, we thank You for saving our souls. And we thank You for afflictions. We thank You, Lord, that You've taught us that in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, we must carry a cross. We're not to live too comfortable of a life. And we're to receive that by faith. That it's not going to be a bed of flower petals, but it's a cross-carrying thing of self-denial. But Lord, so many people that call themselves Christians today don't deny themselves at all. They want to have the best car, the best house, the best clothes, the best everything, and send their kids to the best universities, which are all satanic today. Oh Lord, give us faith in this chapter. Faith for those who believe that they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they really don't. And who believes in that it's impossible to receive the gifts of the Lord by the law. Lord, show them in this chapter that we didn't get salvation by the law, and we're not able to get anything from You other than by faith. The miracles that are worked among us are not gotten to us because we serve the law, but they're gotten to us by faith. Because we walk in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Open up hearts and souls and minds to receive everything in this chapter that You have prepared for them before the foundations of the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, let's go ahead.
The law versus faith.
Yeah, the law is versus faith. That's talking about the even the whole law, because we cannot, the Lord made the law several 300 and some odd years after He gave the promise that He was going to bless Abraham with a son, with a seed. Christ was that seed, the son of Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, Isaac was his seed, but He was talking about the seed that would cause everybody, Jews and Gentiles, to become one in Christ Jesus because of the Holy Spirit. So that was the promise of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Then the law came afterwards. But let's read.
Chapter 3, Galatians.
Okay, read in the King James. And then we'll read that which I've written. to sort of try to explain it the way that I explain it. Then what?
O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
Okay, now read what I said.
O foolish Galatians, what magician has cast an evil spell on you?
And it's the same thing, amen? Then what?
For you used to see the meaning of Jesus Christ's death as clearly as I had shown you a signboard with the picture of Christ dying on the cross.
Right. I've shown you the death of Christ and the meaning of it so plain that it was like a big signboard. Amen?
Amen.
A signboard what?
With a picture of Christ dying on the cross.
Right. Does that make you understand it better?
Yes.
Okay. Because those are advertisements. And we, as Christians, ministers, are supposed to make it to where it's like clear pictures of what really the Bible is saying. Amen?
Amen.
So read it again. Because here these people are saved, and so the Apostle Paul is saying, that, you know, who has bewitched you? Some magician has come in here and cast a spell on you, bunch of idiots? Right? Okay, read it again.
O foolish Galatians, what magician has cast an evil spell on you? For you used to see the meaning of Jesus Christ's death as clearly as I had shown you a signboard with the picture of Christ dying on the cross.
That's pretty clear, wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Okay, then go back into the King James Version.
This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Okay, now read what I've written there.
Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by keeping the law?
Did you? Huh? When you came to the Lord, you were sinners. Amen?
Amen.
There wasn't any good thing that you did so far as the law is concerned, the law of God, that caused yourself to get the Holy Spirit, was there, to invite Christ into you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Right, can you see now how I got the baptism?
Yes.
All right, because that's the way I got it. Amen?
Amen.
No, I said, that's a joke. This is the biggest joke in the world because I never did any good thing and the Lord just came at me. And it's funny, you know, when he says it this way. Let me ask you a question, Tony. Then what?
Did you receive the Holy Spirit by keeping the law?
Did any of you?
No.
How did you receive it?
By faith.
By faith. Right. Okay, so do you think that you can get anything else from the Lord any other way than by faith?
No.
No, so you have to keep the Word of God in order for Him to know that you have faith. You can't be that comfortable in this world. It's a cross-carrying ministry, and it's a ministry of self-denial. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you receive the Holy Spirit by keeping the law? Of course not, for the Holy Spirit came upon you only after you believed the message you heard about Christ.
Right. You had to believe in Christ in order to receive the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
It's faith. Okay, then what?
In King James?
Yeah.
Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
Or by the law? Because the law was something that you had to do in the flesh. You know, you have to get circumcised, you have to bring a bullock in, this is all... You can't get the Spirit by doing these things. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't keep the moral law without the Spirit being in you. Amen? Nobody ever did. Right?
Right.
You can't be moral. You can't keep the Ten Commandments. So you didn't get anything from the Lord by your keeping the law because the law doesn't have power in it. It is a condemning force. It is a condemning manuscript. Amen?
Amen.
It's as I said before, you know, I can put signboards all around a dead tree and say, you must bear fruit. You must bear green leaves. And you must pop that fruit out immediately today. And put signboards all around that tree, and the tree is just going to be the same way. Just like human beings are, if you try to get any power of God, other than by keeping His commandments, having faith so much in His commandments, that you keep them. When the Lord sees you concerned about keeping the commandments, then he moves with his spirit in you and gives you the power to be able to grow fruit and leaves, green leaves. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Have you lost your senses? After starting your Christian lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?
Yeah. Because the Spirit is what gave you the ability to start keeping the commandments of the Lord, but now you're starting to do things with your own human efforts that the Lord has not told you to do or commanded you to do. And so therefore you can't do them any more than you could when you were out of order with the Lord before you ever had the Spirit. You cannot get the baptism of the Holy Spirit by doing works. And you cannot, without the Spirit, do anything, Jesus said, without me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
We become perfect in the Holy Spirit, but not by our own effort.
Yes. In other words, we can keep the law when we have the Holy Spirit, but we can't receive the Holy Spirit by our own effort. You understand? That's understandable, isn't it?
Yes.
In other words, some people say, well, the law is no good because it can't perfect us. And that's right. The law shows us how imperfect we are. That's what God made the law for, is to show us how wicked we are. And then how desperately, if we want to get into heaven, that we need the Spirit. And the Lord gives His Spirit to those that keep His commandments. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it says. And so if you feel weak, or you know you just can't keep the commandments of the Lord, it's because you don't keep the commandments. There's no desire in you to keep the commandments. You have to be crucified. You can't be comfortable. You have to fast and pray. The Bible states that in the last days we shall fast often. Amen?
Amen.
Now, a lot of people might give me some cold stares for preaching a message like this just before Christmas dinner. But I'm not called to please people, amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
To hell with Christmas dinner. Amen?
Amen.
It's all right to eat it, but don't think that because you eat it, that you're any better than anybody else out of the world that eats Christmas dinner. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? We're supposed to eat Christ and drink Him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Go ahead in the King James and do that.
Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain?
Keep going.
He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Okay, now put down what I read what I said.
Have you suffered so much for the good news?
Yeah. For the gospel. But he's talking to Gentiles here, amen, because Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles. And he said, that is really good news to Gentiles, you know. If they realized that only Jews can be saved, and then all of a sudden here comes Paul preaching the good news. Have you suffered so much because of the good news? Is that really a suffering to hear that you can now be a partaker or be one of the children of the Lord as the Jews are? Does that make you suffer? Doesn't that mean anything to you to where it's worth carrying a cross, that you Gentiles are able to now partake in God's activities with the Jews? That doesn't mean anything to you? Because the Jews are God's chosen people, amen?
Amen.
But the Bible says that a Jew is a child, one that believes God. Now, there are a lot of people that call themselves Jews that don't believe God at all. And there's a lot of Gentiles that say they believe God, but they don't believe in Him at all because there's no work of God shown in them. This is too complicated for you. Or am I breaking it down to where you understand it?
Breaking it down to where we
Okay, good. So, Have you suffered so much because since you heard that you Gentiles could be, the good news that you Gentiles can be partakers of the, of being called the sons of God with the actual Jews? Have you suffered because of that, he's saying to them in Galatia? That's good news. It should be to Gentiles, all right?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Surely it was not in vain, was it?
Was it in vain that God let you come in with us?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, then why are you thinking that you can do things on your own by the keeping of the law rather than by faith? Why are you starting to do this? As a wizard, bewitched you into believing something that is false? Go ahead now.
Are you now going to just throw it all away?
You Gentiles, you're going to throw away that you can be in the body of Christ? Huh? Have you got something more important in this world to do?
No.
You Gentiles were nothing but a bunch of idolaters, and you live a fast life. I've seen so many in my family. And some people, I've seen Gentile families where they just lived a real rotten life. They'd never had anything, and all of a sudden I saw them in coffins. And they never amounted to anything, and they never got saved. And I've seen people that claim to be saved and did get saved, and I've seen them backslide or fall away from the Lord, become antichrist. And I saw them in coffins. Life goes it goes very quick. I was talking to a person that's 32 years old yesterday, and they said, wow, I was just, a little girl, and here I am, 32 years old. It just happened overnight. And that's how fast life goes. And so the Lord tells us to serve Him while we're young. Give all of our best years to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because so that it wasn't in vain that Christ died on the cross for you. And that you have the Spirit to be able to keep the law. But you can't get in by doing the law. You can't, in other words, that just means you can steadily not commit sin. Because, not because of the law itself, because the law gives you no power to do it, but because the Spirit is in you, you're able to preach the gospel and reach out to others. That's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. As I said before, there are many laws. Amen.
Amen.
The law of gravity. Amen.
Amen.
The law of nature. The law of sin and death. The law of the Ten Commandments. The moral law. And no one has ever kept the Ten Commandments or the moral law until Christ came. Died on the cross, shed His precious blood, went to hell, and then rose from the dead, conquering death, hell, and the grave, and then ascended up into the kingdom of heaven to become the Spirit that gives life to the people here on earth, eternal life and power. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to Me, and I give My power unto you. Amen?
Amen.
For faith to do what I tell you to do. I mean, if you're willing to just let Me work in you to do the work, and then you give the glory to Me, saying that I couldn't do a thing like this before Christ entered me, before God the Father in Christ entered me, but I do these things because it's God working in me. Paul stated, that I've done more work than all of the other apostles put together, but he said, yet not I, it's Christ in me. Amen?
Amen.
That's the way it really is, and that's the way it was with Him, and that's the way it is with everyone before, and that's the way it'll be with you if you're going to enter heaven, and that's the way it's going to be with everybody that enters heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law of Moses, which pertains to circumcision, burnt sacrifice, the one-day Sabbath, the feast days, the holy days, and the washings of utensils?
Because you wash utensils and stuff like that, does that help? You get the Holy Spirit? Now you're getting the drift of how funny that is. I started laughing. And then I started shedding tears of joy. It was so funny, I was crying. And I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when you think of it that way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You don't get anything from the Lord because you wash pots and pans. Right? Or whatever you're doing. You're typing on the typewriter. I would have been completely void of the baptism of the Holy Spirit because I can't type. All right? Then what?
It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ.
That's why you received it. Amen?
Amen.
Not because of washing pots and pans or getting circumcised and whatever, you know? In going to the feasts. All right, what else?
King James?
Yeah.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Yeah, what?
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Okay, now read what I say.
In the same way, Abraham believed God, so God declared him righteous because of his faith.
Yeah. He said that he was going to be the father of many nations, even though he didn't have a child. He still believed God. God said it, that it's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there's going to be all kinds of times that it looks like it's not going to happen. But because God said it, and he can't lie, it's going to happen. And so, therefore, the Lord says, that's it. You know? Faithful Abraham, he believes me. He believed God. Amen?
Amen.
So if the Lord tells you that you're going to go to heaven if you do what he says, then if you're like faithful Abraham, in the same manner, we are able to receive the blessing by our faith in that there is a heaven and there's a hell to shun. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The real children of Abraham, or the real Jews then,
see, the real children of Abraham are Jews. A Jew means that you just believe God. That's all. So, the children of Abraham, even if it's today, it doesn't do away with that promise. He says, you're the father, because the father of all believers. Not because you're a circumcised Jew or you wash pots and pans. That doesn't make you a Jew. You're a child of Abraham because of faith, even to this day, because you believe in his seed, Abraham's seed. He says, your seed will bless many nations. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, who is that seed? Isaac? No, it's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But Jesus comes from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the root of Jesse, the lion from the tribe of Judah, and down the line, the genealogy. Amen?
Amen.
So, but the seed finally comes, and that's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The real children of Abraham, or the real Jews, then, are all those who put their faith in God.
Right, and that's the same way it is today. If we believe in God, then we're just like Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
We're just like him. He's no better than we are if we believe God. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, God says you used to do this and that and this and that, and the Spirit's there, and you've got the power to do it. You believe him? Then do it. Amen?
Amen.
It's not treasury. It's the Spirit in you. It's just easy. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said it's easy and light. Come and follow me. Put yoke up with me. Because my yoke is easy and light. My work is easy and light. Why is it easy and light? Because God in you does it. Amen?
Amen.
And it's easy when you sit and you look, God's doing the work. Amen?
Amen?
All this work, this big work of God that's being done here in this ministry is by God. Amen?
Amen.
These messages are from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
Yeah, even the Gentiles, the heathen, by faith, he'd justify them. He let them come into the church. These are heathen. What is the heathen, Tony? Gentiles, idol worshippers, pagans. But if they stop their pagan ways, stop their own ways, and they believe in God, believe God in Christ, why they're saved? They're just like Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Faithful. If they're faithful like faithful Abraham. Okay? Then what?
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
Okay, all nations, that means only the Jewish nation was blessed. But when he said all nations, Abraham says, what? You mean to say that you're going to have other people like blacks and Puerto Ricans and, Norwegians and Swedes and people, Russians, and all these people are going to get to be blessed by you through me? Through your son, your seed. Your seed means your son. Amen?
Amen.
Oh my God, that was, and but the Lord, but Abraham believed him. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to justify you Gentiles. Okay, then what?
So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
See? You're just like Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read up to that point in mind.
What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would accept the Gentiles too on the basis of their faith.
Yeah, if they believed. If they believed like faithful Abraham believed. But where do the Gentiles come off these days where they're preaching a false doctrine and they're not doing the works? Where do you come off? See, you're only a son of God or blessed with Abraham if you believe God, but you have to do what he says. You can't lie, right? Because that's the only way we get into heaven, is by faith. Not by cooking apple pies or making apple pound dowdy or cookies or stuff like that, or whatever you do, or sweep the floor or worshiping anybody else, but believe God. And show him that you believe by doing what he says. You're not going to get in there by stealing, such as eating other people's food. My God, if you want something to eat, ask. We'll give it to you. Then what?
God promised this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, quote, all nations will be blessed through you. And so it is, all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith.
Yeah, because why, if you believe in Christ? Because Christ is the son of Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
So if you have faith in God, Abraham believed that he's going to send a son, amen, a seed. And so if you have faith in the seed, the thing that the Lord said, the promise that God made that he's going to send this seed into the world and bless many nations through him. Well, if you don't believe in the seed, in the words that Jesus said, the words are spirit and life, then how can you receive anything of God from him if you don't believe? Because the law was made as a guardian to guard people until the Spirit of God came into the world through Christ to give us the power. To keep the faith. To do what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
Yeah, if you do the things that you think that you can get into heaven by doing, getting circumcised and burning offerings, and if you're going to think you can keep the moral law, which you know you don't, before you're saved, amen? or if you're going to keep any of the Ten Commandments. I know one that everybody breaks is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all your strength. You can't do that before you believe God and let the Spirit come in and cry out to the Father, Abba, amen?
Amen.
Abba, Father, now I serve you. I feel the Spirit urging me to just serve you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and strength. The law never did that to me. Amen?
Amen.
But your Spirit did it, not by power or might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
Amen!
Praise the Lord. Then what?
For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things.
No, cursed is anyone, everyone that doesn't keep all the law. So you're cursed, not blessed. Read what it said up to that point.
But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, quote, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all these commandments that are written in God's book of the law.
Right. So the whole law is done away with in the Spirit only, though. Because the law, you've broken the law. You've committed murder, because if you hate somebody, you murder them. The Bible says that hatred is murder. If you lust after something that belongs to somebody else, if you covet what they have, what you're saying, if you covet what they have, is that God isn't able to give it to you. That's why coveting some man's wife, some woman's husband, some man's house or car, or if you covet what they have, then you're the same as saying that God could, he isn't powerful enough to give that to me if I do what he says. I can have, I see that house over there. Well, God, if you want me to have that house, fine. You know, I mean, a house like that, I don't covet that house or that guy's car. Because if you wanted me to have it, you'll give it to me. And if you don't want me to have it, I don't want it anyway, right?
Right.
So that's what you're saying when you covet. That's why that's one of the Ten Commandments. It's because you're just saying, God, you don't have the power to give that to me. The Lord says, well, even if you keep my commandments, I don't have the power to do that. No, you don't. I'm just going to covet their house, their car, their money, their bankroll, their position in God with you, the nearness of God they have with you. No, I don't believe you can do that for me. So that's exceedingly evil. Amen?
Amen.
To deny God's power and ability to give you, huh? Or you're so frightened because you got something from the Lord that you just think it's not going to last, or that you're not worthy of it. If you are, if you have faith, Jesus said, you can ask what you will. And what?
It will be done.
And it will be done. Hmm? Is that right?
Amen.
Well, if you covet somebody's relationship with the Lord or whatever, you're saying, God, you can't do that. Well, then when you ask, you must ask in faith. Amen?
Amen.
If you say, well, yeah, I can't speak in tongues, I can't interpret, well, then that would be a church that wouldn't have any of the gifts in it. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, I want the power to lay hands on people, and I want to be a blessing to you. I want, Lord, to manifest, for you to manifest yourself in me. Give me all the gifts. Lord, I can be a greedy hog for your gifts. You know, I can just want these. I want a position with you, Lord. I want to be able to have the spirit of discernment. But not for me, or for me to get any glory out of it, Lord, but to just be used. I want this, the ability to teach, and I want a burden. You give me, Lord, a concern about human souls, to reach out, because that's what you called us for anyway. And then what? Go ahead.
For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them.
Right, so that means everything. Before you got saved, did you ever break anything in the law? Huh?
Yes.
No, come on, everybody.
Yes.
You did. Was there anybody here that never broke the law of God?
No.
Okay, so that you were cursed. Cursed. Cursed of God. God's curse was on you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident.
You're not, because everyone broke it, so you can't be justified to be in heaven. Until you start, until the Spirit enters you, and you are part of the Lord. You let Him work in you, because He's not going to break any of His commandments. Do you think He will?
No.
Well, if He's in you, He won't. And you won't either. You're not going to lie. You're not going to bring false accusations against people. You're not going to usurp authority. You're not going to go into the church and act untoward, ungodly toward the people that are there. Or get in there like you are running the things with your nasty, rotten dispositions. Why? Because you're cursed. Because you're not keeping the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The love of God is not in you. Because if you hate your brothers, then you're still walking in darkness. The brethren and sisters. The brethren is the brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
You mustn't hate. Because that's the same as murder. The Bible says, and after all, if you're children of Abraham, you believe what God, the Word, says. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
For the just shall live by faith.
See? The just shall live eternally and have life more abundantly here on this earth by having faith in what God says, so much that they actually do it. There's a zeal to do it. Ah, it's wonderful to be able to bring a message for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I prayed for the ability to be able to do these things, and the Lord gave it to me. Don't you believe that God has the power to give you something like some nice gift? Amen?
Amen.
That edifies others?
Amen.
What?
Amen. Amen.
What?
Amen.
It's more like it, for heaven's sakes. Okay, then what?
And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them.
Yeah, the law is not of faith. But a person that says that would live by faith, by the law, would live in the law, which nobody has ever done. They'd have to do everything the law says. If you want to live eternally, then you'd have to do everything the law says. Without the aid of God in Christ being in you. Okay, read mine here.
Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever be right with God by trying to keep the law without the Spirit of Christ, which gives us the power to keep the moral law of the Ten Commandments.
And all the rest of the law. Okay, then what else?
And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
So we can do it all. More than conquerors to keep the law and keep the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and never obey the law of sin and death again. Then what?
For the Scriptures say, quote, it is through faith that a righteous person has life.
Right. Amen. That's what it means. By faith, a person has eternal life and life more abundantly. And what else?
How different from this way of faith is the way of the law, which says, if you wish to find life by obeying the law, you must obey all of its commands. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law.
Yes, the law said that cursed is everyone that doesn't keep every detail of the law. And the Lord says He made the law to show you how stinking sinful you are. Amen?
Amen.
And to make you know how weak you are without God being in you. God in Christ being in you. See? So we can look back and say, man, I was so weak, I couldn't do anything right. I couldn't. I did everything that was evil. But when the Lord entered into me, I had the power to do it all. Amen?
Amen.
Now I'm not cursed. Now the Lord lives in me. And I know I'm not cursed because the Spirit of the Lord bears witness with my spirit that I'm a son of God. Okay?
Amen.
And you too. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
When he was crucified on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing, our sins. For it is written in the Scriptures, quote, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
So, cursed everyone that doesn't keep the law, every detail of it, so you can't, and everybody broke the law. And so, before you were saved, and now you don't, of course. And so he took the penalty for us and became the curse in our stead. And then he rose from the dead. Okay, then what?
King James, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise...
See, it comes on the Gentiles too. Amen?
Amen.
That we what?
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Because see, he's preaching to the Gentiles. He's not preaching to the Jews. That we might receive the promise by faith. Amen?
Amen.
The promise of God. Because you have to believe, you know, Abraham believed it, and so you have to believe it too if you're going to be a child of Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Gentiles, amen?
Amen.
And Jews too. Okay, then what?
Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto.
Okay, read mine.
Through the work of Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, and we Christians receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith.
Yeah. And what else is there to receive but the Holy Spirit? Amen?
Amen.
Is there anything else? Because the Holy Spirit is... God in Christ living in us, which is heaven. We're now united with Christ in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
What could be better? Is there something else? Huh?
No.
Whatever else comes, blessing-wise, I mean, that's just frosting on the cake. Amen?
Amen.
But we need to have as much as we can get out of from the Lord so that we can... reach out to more souls, right?
Yes.
We have to study the Word. You can see that my tracts don't cover all this, right?
Right.
Couldn't I? I'd have to make a tract today. God, the Word of God is, like, incredible. Endless. Powerful. Doesn't it make you feel better and more stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
The law versus God's promises.
Yeah. The law versus God's promises? Okay, then what?
Okay, King James, brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it
In
be...
In other words, he's just giving an example. So, like, if we make a binding contract with you, then it has to be kept. So how much more when God makes a binding contract with you will it be kept? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, go ahead. Read it again.
Okay. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men.
I give you an example of what men do. Then what?
Though it be but a man's covenant.
This is not, yeah, nothing. It's just an example of mankind, not of what the Lord. When a man is making a covenant with somebody else. A contract. Amen? Okay, then what?
Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto.
Okay, then what? Okay, then I'll read what I said.
Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or amend an irrevocable agreement, so it is in this case.
Keep going.
God gave the promise to Abraham and his child. And notice that...
It's in the King James, it says, and his seed. Amen. His child. And what?
And notice that it doesn't say the promise was to his children.
Or to his seeds. Or children. But to his child, his seed. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
As if it meant many descendants. But the promise was to his child, his seed. And this, of course, means Christ.
Okay, now go into the King James.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
See? Do you understand it?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect.
Yeah, the law cannot change the promise that God made hundreds of years before. In other words, the law cannot do that. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise.
No, you can't be saved by the keeping the law. Because the Lord promised that through his seed, Christ, by faith in him, would we be able to get the promises. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, go ahead.
But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made.
Well, in other words, he's saying, why should we keep the law then if we just have a promise? He said, well, the law was made because God wanted to know how evil you were. He wanted you to know that and how helpless you are. Read mine.
This is what I am saying. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses.
No, the law didn't cancel out the promise that through his seed he will bless many nations. Right? Many nations will be saved by faith. Amen?
Amen.
The law didn't do that. So he said, well, then why do we have to keep the law? I mean, why was the law made in the first place? If all we got to do is just believe in what Abraham believes in. God wants us to know what sin is, amen?
Amen.
And what would cause a person to lose their position with the Lord or to lose the promise. Okay? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, then what? Go ahead, read mine.
This is what I am saying. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking his promise.
Yeah, he can't break his promise. God is the truth, amen?
Amen.
So it doesn't make any difference what happens. After he made the promise still stands for those that have faith. Okay? Everybody might have broken the law and everything because the law, God knew that nobody could keep it. And he did that because he wants us to know that how evil we are and how that we need him in Christ by the Spirit living in us in order to be able to be his sons. To be justified. We're talking about the Gentiles and the Jews. Okay, go ahead.
For if the inheritance could be received only by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise.
Right. See, if you think you can get into the kingdom of heaven by keeping the law, then you wouldn't be having faith in God's promise. Amen?
Amen.
You'd be having faith in yourself that you're able to keep the law when you know very good and well that you can't keep the law without Christ, without the child in you. God in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So you would not be a child of Abraham, a child of the promise. Amen? Who receives the promise. Okay, then what? This is deep wisdom, isn't it?
Yes.
What Paul's saying here. That's not me. That's the Bible. I'm telling you what the Bible is saying, right? And you can tell that I'm telling you the truth, can't you?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
But God gave it to Abraham as a promise.
Yeah, he didn't give it to Moses. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth, the power of God and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Well, then, why was the law given? It was given to show people how guilty they are.
Yeah, guilty are not keeping the law. They're wicked, sinful. Amen? Then what?
But this system of law was to last only until the coming of the child to whom God's promise was made. And there is this difference. Further, God gave his law to angels to give to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is needed if two people enter into an agreement.
Yeah, if you're making a contract, there has to be a mediator there, you know, to make sure that all the details and that everybody understands what's being said, right? Okay, so Moses. Then what?
But God acted on his own when he made his promise to Abraham. Well, then, there is a conflict between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not.
There's no conflict at all. God lets you receive the promise so that you can fulfill the law. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it, to show you that by the Spirit of God living in me, and by the Spirit of God living in me, and my Spirit living in you, by the whole triune God living in you, that you can do the same thing that I have and even more. Amen? Oh, the same thing that he did. And he says he will even do greater things than him in the last days. Right?
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
If the law could have given us new life, we could have been made right with God by obeying it.
But we couldn't obey it. Then what?
Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come.
Because of sins. To let you know how sinful you are. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
Wicked, evil, whatever. Then what?
Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made.
The law was there until the seed came. God made the promise that the seed would come, and then so the law is there as a governor, a teacher, a guardian to guard you as much as possible so that you don't fall, until, as long as you have faith in the Lord, which God promised Abraham and all the other prophets, all right, that he would come, and then it's by faith. And the law is done away with. Because by faith, the power of God is in you, and there's no, you don't even need to think of the law, because you just know what the Bible says, is, and it's written in your heart then, the law. Amen?
Amen.
You know you're not supposed to lie, so you don't. You know you're not supposed to steal. You know you're not supposed to love the Lord thy God. If you have the Spirit, you do love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you do. You are concerned about others. And you place yourself in their boots, in their shoes. And if they're hungry, you feed them. Because it's the Spirit of the Lord in you that gives you that love and kindness and tenderness towards others. And when you see people that are afflicted, I mean, you help them. You don't beat them down. You have charity, love, the keeping of God's commandments. It's just inbred in the Spirit in you. Okay, then what?
And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator.
Right. The angels gave him that, the law. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one.
A mediator is there to take care of business of the two. Amen? Then what?
Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law.
Yeah, where you wash and pots and pans. Faith, where you can't get the Holy Spirit or any other gift or eternal life by doing the sort of things that are in the law, because no one could ever do it. Okay, then what?
But
here the Apostle Paul was the number one Pharisee. Of all his, there was none equal to him, and he was a murderer of Christians. Then what?
But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed.
Okay, now go ahead and read mine.
The scriptures have declared that we were all prisoners of sin, so the only way to receive God's promise is to believe in Jesus Christ. Until faith in Christ...
Like Abraham believed in him. Amen? The seed. Then what?
Until faith in Christ was shown to us as the way of becoming right with God, we were guarded by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until we could put on faith, until we could put our faith on the coming Savior.
Yeah, we were on diesel therapy. You know, we were just riding around. Just hearing about it until the actual child, the seed, came. Then what?
In King James?
Yeah.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Jews and Gentiles. Right? Then what?
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. God's children through faith.
We become God's children through faith. Then what?
Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian and teacher to lead us until Christ came. So now through faith in Christ, we are made right with God. But now that faith in Christ has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian.
Because we have the power of God to guard us, amen? Amen. To convict us of sin. We have the word of God, amen?
Amen.
All this is explained to us. And you? Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
God in Christ is in us. So you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have been made like him.
Like him. Just like him. Reproductions of him. Then what?
There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. For you are all Christians. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and now all the promises God gave to him belong to you.
Belong to you Gentiles too. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That was the third chapter of Galatians. Lord willing, we'll do chapter 4 tomorrow. God bless till then. Amen.